I just saw Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry may be done. People magazine.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. People is reporting that a source is saying it's been coming for months and now they're officially about to call it quits.
Is it one of those where they've been living apart type deals?
Didn't say. Just said that it had been coming for months and months. It had been like brewing that they were going to get split up and now they have.
I don't, I won't remember this when I think about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. I'll think about him paddleboarding naked with her sitting on the other end of the paddleboard.
I know.
You know what? Was she topless or just in a swimsuit?
I don't remember.
Because he was buck naked.
He was completely naked paddleboarding. And I remember a quote from her where she said, look, and she was on a podcast, but it was about romance and Valentine's Day. And she said, look, if he just does the dishes, I'll blank his blank.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's all I want.
And everybody said, really, girl? She's like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much. He's like always trying. Oh, it was like, he's going to make dinner or bring me flowers or whatever. And look, I'll blank his blank. All he's got to do is do the dishes. You know, I don't care. Once in a while, throw him in the dishwasher.
Empty the dishwasher.
Empty the dishwasher, and I'll blank his blank.
And that day, men ran home.
Which one's the dishwasher, honey?
Yeah.
This one? Is it this one?
Yeah. They put all the dishes away and scrub the dirty dishes.
I know. I mean, they
are we out of soap? Mm-hmm. Where's the sponge?
The wife came home and was like, what? Why are all the dishes done? I did them.
That's right.
She said, LSSD, all he has to do.
Of course, it's podcast, so, you know, it's embellished and mostly unlikely.
I know.
You know, I rarely appreciate innovations when it comes to the kitchen, I suppose. Mm. But we have one downstairs in our break room in this building, and we have one underneath the Dem sink at the Dem household. The new sponge with the smiley face built into it.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking love it.
I just
love the smiley sponge.
That's a Shark Tank thing. They did that. It is the big, I think it's the most successful or one of the most successful products.
Yeah. I love it.
Scrub Daddy.
That's it. Scrub Daddy or Scrub Buddy or something.
It's Scrub Daddy. And they talk about that all the time. That thing.
That must be a great conversation.
Well,
remember that time we had a sponge?
They do that all the time. And, apparently it's and that smiley face.
I love it.
Is a nice little touch.
I like seeing it just across the sink or underneath the sink.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it the Scrub Daddy. That's probably about 10 years ago that they had it on, and it has now. I see them.
Is that a Shark Tank hit or miss? Did somebody invest with them, or did they say, "Nah"?
No, they got. They got that one. Yeah. The miss. What's his Cuban passed on Uber. They wanted. And he thought nobody would ever do Uber because he didn't think anyone would use their own personal vehicle to drive people around. That was the one. I don't know if it was ever actually on Shark Tank, but he had a chance to invest in it and did not. But they bring up, a lot of times they'll say, here are our biggest hits, and that one is always leading the way. That Scrub Daddy sponge.
It always hurts when you talk about big misses because, you know, I think of my green grocer at the old grocery store years ago told me about an investment opportunity he said I should invest in.
What was it?
PayPal.
PayPal. That's right.
And I dismissed because he was shucking corn.
That's right. Because he's shucking corn. He said PayPal. And you were like.
And now somebody else shucks for him.
That's right.
Dang on right.
He's shucking money. PayPal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to invest in something?
PayPal.
And you were like, yeah, right.
Hey, okay. Buddy.
PayPal. Keep your corn going.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience with, it wasn't PayPal. I bring this up. Some of the, I go to a lot of swimming racket clubs around the area.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, but he does.
He's so close to embracing the lifestyle.
Some of them. Now, I'm only a member of one, but I go to others, okay? And you have to pay a $5 guest fee, okay? And some of them have a PayPal QR code or a Venmo QR code. And it's really handy because a lot of times
I'm trading cash.
Yeah, and I don't have a $5 bill sometimes. So one of them, though, does not have that option. It doesn't have a QR code or any way other than cash to pay.
Straight cash.
Straight cash is it. They don't take card. It's straight cash. And during the summer, when it's busy, there is...
So there's someone with a cash box?
Yes. There is an attendant there, usually a teenager, with a cash box.
Woo. Temptation.
Okay. Now, I don't play there that often. But the other night, I was invited. This is about 4 or 5 days ago, I was invited to play pickleball over there. And on the way there, I was like, oh, crap, it's going to be $5 and they have no other way to pay. And I was a minute from the place. And when I got to the parking lot, took out my wallet. I had 320s. That's all I had. Okay. And I had 320s and 31s. So I walk up, and sure enough, there's the attendant. Now, sometimes in the fall and winter, they don't have them there. And you just like be like, somebody, get you next time, you know, pay 10 yeah. next time, whatever. Or forget. All right. So I walked up, and this kid was probably 17.
First job.
Hey. He goes, sup, man. And I hate that. That's my hot button.
Sup. That's the wrong way to start with you.
Sup, dude.
Or sup from a youth.
I hate sup. I'm 54 years old.
And are you?
Yes. If I walk up to a kid who's 17, he goes, sup, dude. And I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? I mean, at least give me a...
Hey, bro.
So...
Grandfather's Day's next week, sir. Rage intensifies.
I'm infuriated. First he gives me, sup, bro. Sup, dude.
Hey, bro.
And I say... Hey, and I said, is it $5? He goes, yeah. He goes, are you a member? And I said, no. Is it $5? He goes, yeah. And I said, I've only got 20s. Do you have change? And he goes, bruh. And I thought, how can you not have change?
You don't have a 10 and a 5.
You don't have a 10 and a 5.
Goes, if the fee is 5,
right. Yeah.
you've got 5s.
You'd think you'd have some 5s. And he just like, bruh. And so he had nothing. Apparently, he had just arrived. And he had nothing. He didn't bring any change with him. They didn't offer him anything. Mm. So I had to go back to my car and get the three ones, and I'm digging
through. Scrounge for quarters.
And I'm scrounging. What did you say, your mother?
Case quarters.
Mm-hmm. Case quarters. So I go back in there looking for case quarters, and finally I dig up, you know, 6 quarters and 5 nickels and 2 or 3 dimes. And I come back with my hands out for him, and he's like, bruh.
I can't, like, count this.
And I said, well, just trust me. It's right. But I just thought, come on.
You want a receipt?
Come on, you know? And I wish.
I got to stamp your hand.
If I could offer them one suggestion, a comment card, it would be just put a QR code up or Venmo or something, or make it so they suggest that. Most of them do now. They mm-hmm. have that, but that one in particular does not. And it's just him. He's just sitting there with a little pouch. And that's all he had. And he opened, he opened the pouch and turned it out to me. It was just completely empty. You know,
that shall not pass, bro.
That was it.